You are tuned in to Awaken Radio with Connie Chapman. To listen to more episodes, go to conniechapman.com or subscribe on iTunes. Hey everyone, and welcome into this episode. It is really nice to be back here with you, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning into this episode to be here with me. I really appreciate your ongoing support of the podcast, your subscribes, and your ongoing listens. So thank you for making the time to tune in and be here for this conversation. So this is going to be a powerful one. And what I'm going to talk with you about today is how to release your masculine shield and unguard your feminine heart. And that may not make complete sense to you right away. You may not have heard this term, the masculine shield, before. So I'm going to explain it to you. And by the end of this episode, you're really going to come to understand what this is. You'll be able to see it and identify it in yourself and have some starting points of how to begin to work through it. And this masculine shield or this masculine armor is really this outer exterior of masculine energy that women have really built and are animating and operating from in their daily lives. That is a way that they protect their feminine energy, that they keep their feminine energy safe, and that they guard and protect their tender feminine hearts. So it's really a pattern that women develop when they don't feel safe to be in their feminine. It causes a disconnection from their feminine, and it causes them to operate more from their masculine energy. But it really is like this shield, this armor, this exterior that a woman has built around her. And it can definitely be unraveled. And it's one of the key things we want to unravel if we really want to be able to feel a deeper connection with our feminine energy and with our beautiful feminine heart. So I'm excited to talk to you about this today, because I know that whenever I talk about the topic of masculine and feminine energy, it's a very popular topic on the podcast. And I know a lot of women really enjoy learning about this and understanding it in a deeper way. So before I get into everything I want to share with you in this episode, I want to let you know that enrollments are now open for Divine Femme. I've just opened up pre-sale enrollments to the wait list, and pre-sale is open until Sunday the 14th of April. Now, Divine Femme is my signature program. This is a six-month feminine healing and embodiment program for women. And this is really where you'll learn how to awaken, reclaim, and embody your feminine energy, your divine feminine energy. We do a lot of beautiful healing work in this program to help bring you back into connection with your body, to help regulate your nervous system, to heal your wounds around the feminine, to heal your wounds in your relationship with yourself, and unravel a lot of the patterns that you might be operating from that are based on your past conditioning of who you learned to be. These are things like people pleasing, being the good girl, overgiving, self-abandoning, being a perfectionist, being an overachiever, always working, always doing, being unable to slow down, and having your self-worth really tied up in your achievements, really being in that more masculine space. So we're going to be unraveling all of those patterns. And the more that we do that, you're going to find yourself dropping back deeper and deeper into connection with your feminine. And we're going to be awakening the full range of your feminine through practices, through principles, through tools. You're going to reconnect with your feminine heart, with your beautiful feminine emotions, with your feminine intuition. You're going to reconnect with your pleasure, your radiance, your sensuality, and your magnetism. You're going to get connected with your womb and with your menstrual cycle and your feminine cycles. You're going to become reconnected to your innate worth, your self-worth, and you're going to learn how to step into your feminine power. And this part's really important, because coming into your feminine is not just about becoming soft and sweet and passive and surrendered. No, we're going to activate your healthy masculine energy. We're going to activate your dark feminine so you can honor yourself, raise your standards, embody your inner queen, communicate your truth, speak your truth, be unapologetically yourself, set boundaries, and receive at the level you really desire. So it's a comprehensive 6-month program. It's my favorite journey to lead. I love this program so much. And for all of this week, you can join us for $200 off. So if you join the waitlist, you'll get access to pre-sale pricing until Sunday, the 14th of April, to join for $200 off the full price of the program. And I'm so excited about this round because I'm adding in something brand new that I've never added in before. I'm adding in 6 live embodiment calls. So we already have 2 live calls a month where we do in-depth, transformative live group coaching, where you're getting personalized coaching from me. And now I'm adding in embodiment calls. So we're going to come together once a month for a live call doing movement practices, breath, meditations, healing practices together, awakening your feminine energy in your body. So you're really integrating everything that you're learning deep into your body. If that sounds like something you want to be a part of, you can go down to the show notes to get the link or go to conniechapman.com/divinefemme. Like I said, we're in pre-sale at the moment, so I'm only opening enrollments to the waitlist. And then as of next week, from the 15th of April, we'll open up to public. So if you want to join, you can join the waitlist and you'll get access to pre-sale pricing. I would love to see you in there. And if you have any questions, please just get in touch, DM me, email me. I'm more than happy to answer any questions that you have about the program. So let's now get in to diving deeper into this topic that we're going to be talking about. And this is a big thing we work on in Divine Femme. And so I want to help you understand it a little bit more because we work in Divine Femme a lot on balancing your masculine energy. Because it's the key thing women who come into my spaces, who come into Divine Femme or listen to my podcast or who resonate with my work, kind of identify with this idea of being a bit stuck in their masculine energy or over-functioning from their masculine energy or sort of feeling that they're more masculine. And so we do a lot of work in Divine Femme on unraveling your unhealthy or wounded masculine patterns and actually cultivating a healthy masculine energy, because you need that as a woman in order to set boundaries, in order to be discerning, in order to get things done, in order to really honor yourself. So you're going to learn all about that in the program. And so, like I said, women come into my spaces and they feel like they've been operating a lot from their masculine and they feel very disconnected from their feminine. And they might tend to say things like, I feel stuck in my masculine energy. I feel like I'm operating a lot from my masculine, or I feel so masculine just in my energy and in how I'm being. And this is because they're experiencing and noticing themselves feeling really stuck in their head, yeah, and stuck in thinking and a lot of logical and analytical thinking. They find themselves always doing, always being busy, unable to slow down and rest. They find themselves feeling really tight and tense and rigid in their bodies, disconnected from their softness and their sensuality. They find themselves being really hyper-focused on their achievements, on outcomes and goals and their work, and even to the extent that their self-worth is tied up in what they achieve. And maybe they're finding themselves being in a more guarded kind of energy, kind of closed, self-protective, hyper-independent, avoidant, coming off very heady and very strong and maybe too direct and too bold. And they're finding themselves feeling really out of touch with their softness, their receptivity, their body, what they're feeling, their beautiful feminine life force that creates their radiance and their magnetism. They feel out of touch with their emotions, with their heart, with their intuition, with their womb wisdom and their cycle. They struggle to slow down, to flow, to surrender, to rest, to relax, to receive, to play. And that's what they're yearning for. And so what I see in these women, and really what I want to offer you in this episode, is that these women are not actually masculine. They're deeply feminine. These are deeply feminine women. So at their core, they have a deeply feminine essence, a deeply feminine energy. But covering that soft, feminine, tender core is this masculine shield. this masculine armor, this masculine exterior that they've built around them to protect them, which they now primarily operate and function from. And they've become disconnected from their feminine. They can't feel it. They can't access it inside their own bodies. And they're kind of stuck in this outer exterior that they've created that they're continually operating from subconsciously. And so they operate now primarily from that energy, and they feel masculine in their own energy, and they feel like other people probably experience them as being masculine too. And it's not that they're not feminine. It's not that their feminine is not there, but they can't feel it because it's quite masked and hidden. And I want you just to feel the difference in your own body as you sit with this, between saying to yourself, I'm masculine. I'm so masculine. I'm so stuck in my masculine energy. I am masculine. Versus, I'm deeply feminine and I have created a masculine shield to cover that. I have built a masculine shield around that. I have created masculine armor that I'm now operating from. But I have a deeply feminine core. I am deeply feminine. And I just want you to feel the difference between that, because when you start to identify and own that you are actually very feminine, it already starts to activate that part of you. And it helps you start to break out of this over-identification with being very masculine. So the masculine shield is this energetic armor that women build around their hearts and their bodies to protect themselves. And it's really one of the number one things that is blocking you being able to embody your feminine energy and connect with it. And so where does this come from? Why do we have this? Well, fundamentally, the masculine shield and armor that we create and that we operate from comes fundamentally down to us feeling unsafe. It was created from a place of unsafety. Perhaps because when we were younger, little girls, there was a lack of safe masculine energy in our home. Maybe in our caregiver, in our father. Maybe he was absent. Maybe we felt abandoned. Maybe that energy came and went. And so we actually began to lean more into our own masculine energy because that energy was lacking around us. And we began to overanimate that part of ourselves because we needed to feel some masculine energy. Someone needed to lead or make decisions or protect or ensure everything was okay. And we started to come into that space inside of ourselves and not feel like we could just relax completely into our feminine because there was a masculine presence fully taking care of us. It could have been that when we were younger, our masculine qualities were more celebrated. You know, we received praise and love and acknowledgement and attention for being, you know, animating more of our masculine qualities, like our achievements or our strength or our academics or our sporting ability or our independence or our intellect. And therefore we learn to continue to animate those parts of ourselves because it's what got us love. It could also be that when we were a child, we felt a lot. You know, a lot of women I work with are very sensitive. And it might have felt that there was too much emotion. There was too many feelings. There was too much sensation in our body. There was too much pain or too much trauma. And we didn't know how to be with it, how to feel it, how to regulate ourselves inside of it. So we disconnected from our feminine heart, from our feminine tenderness, from our feminine energy. We disconnected from our body and went up into our heads. And we've been functioning that way ever since, from our head, not being able to feel what's in our body. And so ultimately, women use their masculine energy and their masculine shield to help them feel safe. Perhaps it feels safer to guard your heart rather than open and reveal it. Perhaps it feels safer to live up in your head rather than feel what's in, you know, happening in your body. Maybe it feels safer to be independent than to actually need people and seek out connection. Maybe it feels safer to always be in control of everything rather than surrendering and opening and softening. Maybe it feels safer to always be achieving, to always be doing, to always being busy than actually just relaxing and being. Maybe it feels safer to always be focusing on work than it does to really own your true desire for a relationship. Maybe it feels safer to appear strong than it does vulnerable. Maybe it feels safer to always be busy than it is to slow down, right? Do you relate to any of that? And so when we feel unsafe being in our feminine energy, we build this exterior, we start to lean more into our masculine, overanimate our masculine, build this armor around us, disconnect from our feminine, because we don't feel safe to really sink into the juiciness and the radiance and the rawness and the messiness and the softness and the all-feeling nature and the magnetism of our feminine. And so a lot of women do this for a long time. And this was my experience too. You know, I've always had a very soft, sensitive, all-feeling feminine core. I've always had that feminine energy inside of me. So it was never that I wasn't feminine. It was that I was guarding and masking and hiding and protecting and disconnecting from that feminine energy because I didn't feel safe to embody it and bring it through and reveal it and lead with it. And so when it came to relating with men, with my friends, with my work, I didn't know how to let that part of me be seen. I felt like it was too much, too big, too soft, too tender, too wild, too all feeling, yeah, and that no one could hold it. And so when I would enter the world or enter relationships, I would naturally start guarding this part of myself. I built this masculine shield, this armor around me. And so in my work, I was heady, I was mind focused and mind driven, always controlling things, hyper achieving, always doing, always productive and hardworking. And I would override my body because I didn't feel safe to listen to my body. I thought that listening to my body would take me away from all these outcomes that I was so desperate to reach because my self-worth was so tied up in them. In relationships, I was guarded, aloof, self-protective, defensive, hyper-independent, and avoidant. Yeah, I would play the cool girl to try to cover up how deeply my heart yearned for love and connection. In female friendships, I had such a deep unworthiness around connection with other women that, again, I would be avoidant. I would be distant. I'd make it hard for people to get close to me. I put up my shields and my walls and my guarding to protect myself. And so for me, returning to my feminine energy has not necessarily been about becoming more feminine. It has been about disarming my heart, melting my self-protective exterior that I had built, and unraveling all of these patterns that kept me leaning into more of a masculine energy and keeping myself more safe and separate, and actually starting to allow more of my true essence and my feelings and my heart and my feminine energy to be felt, to be seen, to be revealed, to be embodied, to be expressed. Yes, yeah, so for a lot of women that I work with, it was the case for me. We don't necessarily have to become more feminine. We just have to release everything that is in the way of us connecting with our feminine energy and feeling it and feeling safe to embody it and reveal it and express it and let it be seen. So this is what I support women with now. Yeah, I work with women who learned they needed to be strong and self-protective and alone. That was a big one for me. Keep myself separate, always keep myself in control. Hide how I feel because my feminine is a weakness perhaps. Build a shield to keep myself safe, right? Women who are pursuing achievement because they don't want to own their desire for how deeply they yearn for partnership, yeah? This is the work we do in Divine Femme, and this is the work that I support women with because it has been my journey. There is this healing journey that a woman needs to walk to release the layers of masculine shielding and heart armor that she has built that are blocking her accessing the deeper feminine aspects of herself. And what this really starts with is her beginning to feel what is behind the shield that she has built. Beginning to feel all of the wounds and the pains and the vulnerabilities and the emotions and the tenderness and the truth that's deep inside of her that she is masking with her strong facade. Yeah, and when she can start to open within herself and get honest, begin to feel and hold and welcome what is truly alive inside of her, she'll start to feel a sense of safety inside her own body. An inner safety that comes from embracing all parts of herself. And when she finds safety inside of her own body, all of these outer coping mechanisms that she has built, all of these masculine shielding and armoring that she's created to have a false sense of safety will be able to melt away. And she'll be able to land back into connection with her tender heart, her radiant aliveness, her all-feeling nature, her sacred womb wisdom, her embodied power, her feminine magnetism. Yeah, all of that is there waiting for you to release the armor, the guarding, the shielding, the masculine exterior that you've built. This is all inside of you. And so I often say this at the start of Divine Femme, this is a journey of unraveling. Yeah, it's not a journey of becoming anyone. Your feminine energy is already inside of you. We're just unraveling all of the things that have disconnected you from it. All right, so I want to offer you a couple of starting points. Yeah, of how you can work through this. Obviously, a starting point is to join us in Divine Femme if that resonates with you. But otherwise, here are some things that you can begin to work with. Firstly, remember, and I've been saying this to you, that you are a feminine essence being. If you are a woman that identifies with feeling like you have a feminine core, feeling most at home in your feminine energy, feeling the desire to be more in your feminine energy, I want you to trust that. It means that you have a feminine core and you have simply built through the years of your life and times when you didn't feel safe, a masculine shield around you that's come from a place of wounding, that's come from a very tender part of you needing to feel safe and not knowing how to create inner safety inside yourself. Yeah, so this is something you can slowly start to unlearn. The more awareness you bring to it, the more you can unravel it. And it is something you can peel away piece by piece. So just start with that foundational knowing and belief that you're not masculine. You are feminine. You've just created and built a masculine shield around you to protect you in times where you didn't feel safe to fully be in your feminine energy. The second thing that's really important is that we start to work through this masculine shield, this masculine armor, this masculine exterior, and start to really know what it is that it's what's coming up, to know what it looks like, to know when you are operating from it. Because when you've just become it, you feel like you are it and you can't necessarily see it and distance yourself from it. But we have to start to, and I'll give you some examples in a moment, start to notice when this shielding comes up. And know that it usually comes up to try to mask or guard or hide something that you're feeling. Now, you might be feeling insecure. You might be feeling not good enough. You might be feeling sad. You might be feeling angry or frustrated or vulnerable or rejected or hurt or anxious. That is what is truly alive in your body in that moment. That's truly what's alive in your heart. That is actually your feminine experience in that moment because the feminine is our energy. It's our emotions. It's what's happening in our body. But when you don't yet know how to feel that, how to work through that, how to own that, maybe you have judgments on feeling that way. Maybe it doesn't feel safe to feel that way. You don't know how to regulate and support yourself when you feel that way. Yeah, you will disconnect from it and try to avoid it or escape it or mask it or hide it or guard it within yourself or with other people. You may work over it. You may think over it. You may tighten and contract your body around it. That's a big one. So you'll harden, you'll tense, you'll clench, you'll contract. You will take action over the top of it. You will stay busy over the top of it. You will act like you're fine over the top of it. You won't want to show someone that that's what's actually going on. You'll act like, oh, you're all good, that you've got no issues, or you'll just shut down and become distant. When actually what you need to do is recognize that this is your self-protective shielding and armor that's coming up. And what we need to start to do is unguard your heart and feel what's there and open and soften and meet what is alive. Okay, so some examples of, you know, what it can look like to go into this kind of masculine shielding or armor. So you might find yourself in this kind of masculine way of being, of hustling hard, overworking, overachieving in your work or your business. But what I would invite you to sit with is what is behind that. Now, it might be something true. It might be, I genuinely feel inspired to work. But if you're in that more overworking, overachieving, frenetic doing kind of energy, what's actually behind that? Well, it could be fear. It could be fear. If you are noticing yourself being quite closed to a person in your life, your partner, a family member, a friend, someone you're dating, and you've closed down your heart, you've become a bit tense, you've become a bit aloof, a bit distant, you've gone cold, you've separated yourself in some way, you know, you're withdrawing love, withdrawing connection. Now that's a masculine shield that we build to try to protect our hearts. So I would ask you, what is behind that? Probably hurt, probably some type of emotion, and you're not wanting to show that, and you shut down and put up your masculine armor. If you're finding yourself acting really hyper-independent, like you don't need anyone, you're good, you are acting like you're super self-sufficient, don't want to ask for help, don't want anyone to support you, you can do it all yourself. Again, this can sometimes be true, or it can be actually part of our wounding, part of our masking, our shielding, our armoring up. What is behind that? What are you actually feeling behind that? Is it that you don't trust people? You don't trust that someone could actually really help you and hold you? Is it that you actually feel very alone or unsupported and you don't want to show that? Another example might be that you just get to the end of the day or at some point you just notice you are so tense in your body. Your jaw is clenched, your shoulders are up around your ears, you got knots in your shoulders and your back, you got a headache, you're barely breathing, your tummy's in knots, everything feels tense. Yeah? Now this is part of the physical armoring up that happens. The body armors up. And we don't just do it energetically. The body responds and armors up to what we're feeling. What is behind that? Again, likely an emotion. There could be sadness there. There could be anger there. There could be something, again, that you're feeling afraid about. It could be something that you're not letting yourself feel. And so your whole body's contracting, trying to hold it down. If you are noticing yourself moving at a million miles an hour, super frenetic, moving super fast, unable to slow down, unable to be. If you're distracting yourself, watching TV, working on your phone, all these things you're doing externally to try to escape your body. What is going on behind that? Again, there's probably something that you're feeling. It could be that you're masking and hardening your body. You know, you're in a fight with someone and someone says something that hurts you. And rather than showing that it hurts you, you put on your stone face and try to act like, that didn't hurt me. I don't even care. This is all the masculine shield that we put up. Now, the key here of what we need to do is we need to stop just operating from that, and we need to start to feel what is behind that shield that I just put up. What is behind that shield, that armor, that masculine way of being that I'm operating from? If you can ask yourself, what is behind this? What is behind the shield? What is behind this hyper-masculine way that I'm operating? What is behind the closure? That is where you'll access your feminine. So when you notice that come up, that masculine shield, that closure, that armor, that distancing, that overdoing, that overachieving, I want you to ask yourself, what is actually happening for me in this moment? What's happening in my body? What am I feeling? What's happening for my feminine? What's truly going on in my heart? What am I trying to mask or hide or avoid or not feel in this moment or not show? What is the tender space behind this self-protection? Yeah, where am I not feeling safe? And this is what will connect you with your feminine again. It will drop you right out of the masculine armor and back into the tenderness of your feminine heart. This is where you have to start to feel. You have to start to feel what's really alive for you and start to open and welcome what is there, what you're actually feeling. Because the doorway to the feminine is feeling. We have to stop hardening, protecting, and guarding, and we have to start feeling and getting honest around what's truly alive and really noticing, where am I feeling unsafe? What part of me is feeling unsafe? Maybe I'm feeling unsafe because I fear I'm going to lose love. I fear I'm not going to be enough. I feel hurt. I feel vulnerable. I feel like this emotion isn't welcome. Where am I feeling unsafe? What do I need to feel here? And then the third piece here is to start to create an inner sense of safety. Now, this takes time. So the reason we've built this external masculine exterior is because we don't feel safe to truly be with what's going on for our feminine, to either feel it within ourselves or to share it and show it to someone else. So we have to start to create an inner sense of safety, because all these external patterns, the masculine shield and masculine armor, creates an external illusion of safety. It's not true safety. It's kind of just numbing. Maybe we feel safe because we're not feeling. Maybe we feel safe because we're just doing so much to try to feel good enough. Maybe we feel safe when we're separate from people. Maybe we feel safe when we mask our emotions. Maybe we feel safe when we're always busy. Maybe we feel safe when we're in control. But this is not true safety. This is an external armored way of being that we have created. What we want to learn to do is create true internal safety. Now, internal safety takes time to cultivate. It comes through working on our nervous system and our embodiment. A key part of it is learning how to regulate ourselves when we feel dysregulated, learning how to take care of our triggers and our wounds when they come up, learning how to support our body and our nervous system through breath, through practices, through tools, through slowing down, through resourcing ourselves so that we can tend to and take care of what's coming up, and learning how to feel our emotions. Learning how to get honest around what's actually there, that tender place in our heart that we have felt, get activated and expanding our capacity to feel that. And as we start to learn how to feel what's coming up in our body, and we feel safe to feel what's coming up in our body, we feel safe to meet our emotions. We feel safe to be with moments of dysregulation because we know how to re-regulate ourselves. When we can hold all the sensation that's going on in our body, we will start to create an inner sense of safety a safety of being inside our own bodies. And that's really what we want to work on. And then this is where the feminine heart starts to unguard, because we feel safe to meet and hold everything that comes up in our feminine heart, even feelings of feeling not good enough, feelings of fear, feelings of hurt or rejection or abandonment, feelings of insecurity, feelings of big emotion. When we can hold that and meet that and love that and take care of that, we no longer have to shield it and mask it and hide it. And we can start to reveal it and share it and show it. When you learn how to reveal the truth of your heart, either within yourself or to another person, this is where you experience true connection, true vulnerability, true authenticity. Yeah. And this is where you can truly come into your feminine. You can start to live from your feminine heart rather than all this closure and contraction and performance and shielding and guarding and armoring. You can actually soften into what's truly alive for you and meet it and love it and welcome it and feel it and feel safe in it. It becomes okay to feel. It becomes safe to feel. So this is such an important part of the work I do with women. You know, anytime, my loves, that you feel like you're in your masculine, stuck in your masculine, overdoing, overworking, functioning from your head, closing, guarding, armoring, distancing yourself, acting like you don't need people, controlling everything, there's usually a fundamental feeling, emotion, sensation, experience of unsafety behind that. Something you don't yet feel safe to feel and meet and be with. Something that's going on for your feminine that you don't yet feel safe to be with. And as you expand your capacity to feel and meet that, you can drop your masculine armor. And you will naturally start to be able to live more from your beautiful feminine heart. And this is really the key to a woman coming out of her masculine and being able to embody her feminine. So I hope this episode has been supportive for you in helping you understand what it means to be in your masculine energy as a woman, what it means to have a masculine shield or masculine armor, and how to really start to come back to your feminine. If you want to dive deeper into this work, you can come and join me and a beautiful group of women in Divine Femme. I would love to lead and guide and support you on this beautiful journey of healing so that you can live more deeply from your beautiful, radiant, magnetic, nourished, soft, alive, powerful, delicious feminine energy. So come and learn more about Divine Femme. Go to conniechapman.com/divinefemme and join us during pre-sale if you want to get $200 off. If you loved this episode, make sure you're subscribed to Awaken Radio. You can share this episode to your stories, share it with a friend, and let me know what you loved about it. I would absolutely love to hear it. Thank you so much for being tuned into this episode, my love, and I look forward to talking to you again next time.